Welcome, Chambra. Welcome, you embodied masters. Welcome.
Woo!
Welcome to Shoud number one of the new series. Yeah. And I'm David McMaster, and it truly is my delight and pleasure and honor to welcome all of you here in Louisville, Colorado, but also all those who are joining us all over the world. How about a big arg on that, huh? Arg, yeah. Wow. And was this last month something? Whew. I mean, and the inside, outside, and all around the town, everything was rocking and, you know, and shaking and moving. A lot of energy was being moved for sure. And it seemed like there was a big surge about July 17th when we had the Malaysian airliner that was shot down by a Russian missile flying over Yugoslavia. Ukraine, like I said. Hey, thank you, dear. I'll tip you later. Good job. Yeah. And then we had the Israeli-Palestine thing really flare up. And they both really happened within short time frame of each other. And then since then, you know, a bunch of other things that have just kind of happened synchronistically. And, you know, it appears that the Ebola virus in Africa is out of control, which is, you know, a monumental thing. And in addition to that, we've had, like, problems with the computers in America and the State Department, Department of State for sure. So right now, all over the world, if you're trying to get a student visa or a temporary visa, you know, they're just not issuing them because their computer program is basically down. And you can imagine all the, you know, chaos and confusion and change that really sets in motion. So it's pretty monumental. And it seems like no matter what strata of society we look, you know, there's change happening there. And actually, that's the good news. That's the good news. Because all of us, we're tired of the old, right? Huh? Yeah. We know that don't work anymore, and we're ready for the new. And here we are, the new energy pioneers. And it's amazing that, you know, we've only been together consciously this lifetime for a fairly, barely short period of time. And actually, this month, August 21st, is the 15th year anniversary of our coming back together this lifetime. 15 years. Woo! And we can all recall just 15 years ago where we were at. I mean, that was just like that. But at the same time, consciousness-wise, it's a monumental shift that we all have helped facilitate. And that meeting was in an Indian teepee on some land where Jeff and Linda were there with a small group of light workers. And at that time, Tobias said, "Your guides are leaving." I'm glad I wasn't physically in the teepee. I might not have come back. But I think all of us really kind of were there energetically. And for me, it was almost an energetic smoke signal that was sent out to all of Chambra that were gathering. So let's give Jeff and Linda a big 15-year welcome. Yeah!
Thank you, David. It's 15 years. That seems like a long time, but
it is in a way.
It's gone by so fast, so incredibly fast, that, gosh, what are the next 15 years going to be like?
I want to give
30.
A 15-second comment to
Okay,
that.
15 seconds.
We went to this teepee. We were invited. There were new people. Jeff was new. He was still very self-conscious about, you know, the quality and where, you know, what he was doing. And it was kind of exciting. And people were not ready for that message. And to say the least, Nobody would talk to us afterwards. They were like, oh, our guides are going, you must be kidding. And it was horrid. And so it was very interesting.
And the next 15 years have been kind of like that. We have Tobias leaving, Adama's throwing people out. I mean, you name it. And it's been interesting.
Irreverent, to say.
Very irreverent. You know, as we were getting ready for the webcast to begin today, and a big hello to everyone listening in online. You guys are turning around like you're going to see him in the camera. And all. A big hello to Dave Schemmel. Hi, Dave. To everyone listening in online, thank you for being here for our 15th anniversary. And sitting in the green room. Yes, we have a green room back there.
Ooh, we
sitting
have moved
in the green
up in the world.
Room. I was. Normally, I do breathing. I get very quiet. I connect with Adamus. But about 10 minutes before we started, I just couldn't help but to feel all the energy in here. It was amazing. I mean, yeah. Beautiful. And it was just, I could not, Adamus, wait, I'll talk to you at the break. But I just wanted to, so much love and enthusiasm and excitement and joy that was going on. And I know you're eating all those sweets over there, and that's, but it just felt so good. I just tapped into that. How many are here in the new Crimson Circle Connection Center for the first time?
Yay!
Oh, isn't it stunning? I don't know what it is here, but there's such an energy. Well, I think it's because we all built this. There's such an energy here. It's so beautiful.
It's our space.
I find reasons to come down
right.
to town.
He does. It's scary.
Just to come over here and just to sit. Now, I know John has security cameras on the whole time, and he's probably like looking and saying,
creepy cams.
What the hell is he doing? It's like, I just want to be in the energy. Came up with a brilliant idea today back in the green room.
Is there a creepy room, creepy cam back there?
I'm not going to tell you. Back in the green room, there's a couple of chairs, but I came up with a brilliant idea. I want to put in a sleeper sofa. So I could just come down here, or Linda and I could come down here, and just, pull that out.
Baby,
just,
sounds like.
No, I'm talking about just being in the energy.
And
Just.
Just, you know. That sounds like old dating days, you know.
Anyway, we're glad to see everybody here. Thank you for joining in online. This is the first shout of the new series. I do not yet know the name of the new series. So I'm wondering, perhaps Adamus is going to give Linda the microphone and have her go running into the audience and see if you guys can come up with a name.
How surprising.
Highly doubtful also. I think he just hasn't told me yet. And I've been bugging him all week because Michelle needs it for the website and Gene needs it for the shouts, and we needed the new graphic for the video that we put up. And
I think they're
just
working you.
All week is like, do you have the name yet? It's like, no, I don't. I'm sure I'll know before Saturday. It's Saturday and still no idea. But I think it's
not
a surprise.
Not even during that talk I saw going on in the shower?
No, we were talking about you, actually. I'll bring you up to date later on. Anyway, we're excited to be here. We have a lot to cover in this next hour, so we're going to get into it right away. Linda, tell us, who is here from out of town?
Well, actually, we've got some really extra lovely people. I mean, we're all lovely, but, you know, I'm just saying. We have a bunch of people in for the teacher training.
Oh, right, yeah, right. We're doing Dreamwalker Life teacher training.
Correct.
Tomorrow. No, Monday. Sorry.
Monday. Okay. From Solana Beach, California, we have Stefan Wygant.
Stefan, the man. Good to see you.
Glad you could be here.
Good to see you.
Aren't you glad you're not playing with your visa?
Well, actually, I just handed in last week. I got a vacation.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay, it's California Day. From California, we have Ivana Workes.
Ivana, good to see you.
Good to see you.
Thank you.
From Canada, Tammy O'Reilly.
Tammy O'Reilly. Hi, Tammy. Don't you love it here, Tammy? Isn't this great?
It's I don't know where the camera is anymore. It's
It's that thing with
it's
red
on
light
you.
On pointing
it's on
to you.
You.
Yeah. With that little laser that shows up right in your heart.
The red light tells you what camera's on. Okay.
Now it's on Linda. And what it's snooping, though, it's trying to find somebody.
Ooh.
Okay.
Amy Jetjeva from Netherlands.
Amy, good to see you.
Good to see you
here. We see you all over the world at the workshop. So good to see you right here in our own backyard.
And visiting still from Santa Monica, Gundi Gabriel.
Gundi, good to see you. Good to see you.
And there's a couple people on my list. Are they not here yet? Is that what it is? Okay, so there are other out-of-towners, but they're slow.
Okay. All right, let's get into it. As
there she is.
Hi, good to see you.
This is Miss Williams from California.
We're in California?
Fairfield.
North or south? Oh, north. Love north. Yeah, good to see you. Glad you're here.
All right, yeah. I think anybody
good
else?
To see you.
Anybody else?
Where are you from?
I'm from Pennsylvania.
Well, that'll qualify.
There you go.
That'll qualify.
Good, you could be with us again.
Thank you, Barbara. Anybody else?
That was Barbara.
Okay. And I want a special thanks and acknowledgement to Lee Harris, who's here. Kind of from England, kind of from here, but go ahead and stand up, Lee. Good to see you. Great, great studio, isn't it? I love it, yeah. Okay, you ready? As David mentioned, it's our 15th anniversary, and I got to reminiscing earlier in the week, looking back on old photos and old files, and thought we'd just do a little bit of talk about our 15 years. Oh, I got to do that again. That wasn't very good. Okay, we'll do that again. Ready, set. Okay, 15 years.
You get so excited with your work.
Do not talk to me the day before the shout. I'm working on slides. And I spend far too much time, creating little things.
That's what
like
he's saying all day long.
So I'm going to play it about four more times. Said, damn it, it took us a while. Okay, one more time, and that's it. But at the break, we'll just loop it. Okay. And Linda leaves the house on Friday before the show.
I'm a madman
with those slides.
It is so uncool.
We started 15 years ago in the teepee up in Woodland Park, which is about 90 minutes south of here. And as Linda mentioned, there was, I think, about 20 people that we gathered in a teepee. Some of you had heard the story before, I'm sorry, but we lit a fire inside the teepee, and you'd think, what a perfect setting. There was a little drumming, and there was rumble from the rain clouds off in the distance, and you'd think it'd be the perfect setting. Everybody got quiet. I think we did, about 2 hours worth of breathing, and then toning, because it wasn't our
event. Biting hands.
Yeah, and then finally we started, but we were like choked out of there, because somebody forgot to open the top of the teepee, and the smoke couldn't get out. And there are ants coming, and then it started raining, and it flooded in the teepee. It was crap.
Yeah, let's do it the old-fashioned way. Yeah, that's how I want to live my life, not.
Tobias talked about saying goodbye to your guides that they were leaving, and people shunned us. I've never been shunned before, but we were shunned afterwards by New Age people. And it was miserable. So that was our start. here we are 15 years later, but it's been a brilliant 15 years. Just have a few little facts and figures to throw out there, but here we are 15 years later, and we have a staff of 10 full-time people and 5 part-time, so it's a pretty good-sized staff because there's a lot of things we love to do serving Chamber around the world. So it's become a pretty big operation. We've traveled to 35 countries in those 15 years. Prior to Crimson Circle, the only international travel I'd ever done was the Bahamas. And so I wasn't exactly a world traveler, but we've made it around the world and met incredible Chambra. Since then, we have 22 international websites. You're probably familiar with a main U.S. site, but Michelle coordinates for 22 websites in a variety of languages around the world. And for instance, right now, there's translators that are working as, well, not as we talk, but I'll wait for Adamas, but they'll start the translation process, and sometimes literally within days, they have translations in foreign languages up on their website. So it's
amazing.
It's an incredible machine that goes to work.
Well, and it's cool because they come on as volunteers saying, can I do this? Would you mind? It's like, oh my God, that would be so sweet. I mean, it's very lovely.
We get about 75,000 unique visitors to our website every month. These are individuals. If you counted how many total visits, it's a couple hundred thousand because these people come back time and time again. But if we say how many unique people around the world, it's about 75,000 a month, which is a pretty good size. There are 916 teacher certifications worldwide. These are people that are teaching SES, which is by far the most popular. I think half of the classes or the students account for SES. And then things like passion, aspectology, dreamwalk.
Yeah, Dreamwalk or Death is really popular also.
Dreamwalk or Death is number two, I think, and then aspectology. But 916 teachers worldwide. There are 170.
Oh, he didn't get a chance to go to the bathroom?
That was definitely from 15 years ago. It's my younger brother, Jeffrey. All right, I'll put your picture from 15 years ago up there and see if you like that. There are 170 Tobias and Adamas Shouds over the years, all contained in the library. It's the history of our journey, of our awakening, and that's really what it is. I mean, you can go back and trace where we've come in those 15 years, and hopefully other people will be reading or watching the materials and help them in their journey, because as we know,
that's not a robo-bug. That's actually an old microphone style.
Oh, yeah,
when we first started out.
Yeah. I thought that was a piece of jewelry or something. No. Linda and I have done 222 workshops around the world.
Ooh, is it really?
And, yeah.
Wow.
I counted them yesterday.
Oh, that was part of why you were so much fun to be around.
I counted them. And we love doing the workshops. One of my favorite things to do of all, just getting out there and being with Shambra and going, and actually we love the, my favorite is about 60 to 80 people. That's a perfect size group. Like there's about 78 of us in the room today. So about this many people, because in the 3 days, you really get to connect. You really get to know the people. I'm not a fan at all of standing in front of 400 or 500 people. It frightens me to tears. I don't like it. It's a show.
Well, you can't even make eye contact well.
No, when we're like this, it's intimate. And so anyway, we've done 222.
And Jeff and I get the most jazzed because everybody here is truly in their own way very sovereign. But this gorgeous thing where like we're in the green room or we're at a lunch or dinner and everybody actually makes the food and getting together sometimes the most important thing. But that's really sweet because you do make these connections. I mean, we have people here from a number of countries that still know each other. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's not like
people that have gotten married, people that are having children, all as a result of the gatherings.
It's amazing.
If you drink enough wine at night, you never know who you end up with. But
he doesn't say that lightly.
We survey all of our classes. We send the attendees a survey, said, you know, how is the hotel? How were the accommodations, everything, the meeting room? But also, how did the workshop affect you? And consistently to date, over all these years, 70% of the people rate the workshops as life-changing experiences. And by the way, another 29% rated them as very good. 1% as like average, but who cares? 70%, it's amazing. There are 197 products in our store. That kind of blew me away. I knew we had a lot of things from over the years, the Ask Tobias series and things that have just come out, like the new Adamas Battlefields of Power. But I didn't realize we had 197.
Wowza.
There are 331 international product translations that the translators go in and do the translating, which takes a lot of time and effort. And we have a very extensive translation process so that people in any language have access to the materials.
And probably, it's not on there, but probably the fastest growing language right now of Shambra is Russian.
Russian, yep.
Yeah.
Wow. Yep.
Yeah.
And speaking of that, number two would be Canadian. Number three would be had to throw that in. And then German-speaking countries account for the next largest group of people. So, in the awakening zone, which is something we started about, I think, 3.5 years ago, we have 68 monthly episodes. So you can go onto the awakening zone, and I think we have about 40-some hosts, but about 68 shows a month in a variety of languages. Truly an outreach all around the world.
It's free.
This one Bonnie might appreciate. There are over 7,000 customer service requests a year just through Bonnie. Wow, is right. Bonnie, go ahead, stand up. And And Bonnie does it with such grace and style. But we firmly believe that if you're having an issue or whatever it happens to be, if you have a question, you shouldn't just get a recording. You shouldn't go through a voicemail box system. It shouldn't be like, well, dealing with United Airlines. You should be able to get a reply right away, talk to a live person if you need to, or get an email back right away. We're very, very adamant about that because each and every one of us deserves to be treated like a master. Yes. We're in our fourth year of Keyhawk, which is an incredible program. I love it. It's on an ongoing basis for the regular Keyhawk group. It's twice a month for Keyhawk Life, once a month. But Keyhawk is, to me, kind of like the door opener. And I find that Adamus uses that to really test and push new materials, some of which is brought into the Shout, some of which is just for Keyhawk. But what an incredible program. It just runs. We have monitors and advisors, and it just runs so smooth.
The people that do Keyhawk seem to, what they like about it best is that there are so many places we couldn't travel to if we want to, and yet this is a very, it goes on for a year, and then it goes to anywhere in the world. If you have internet, you can connect to Keyhawk. So we have people in India and Malaysia, I mean, anywhere you can, Russia, you name it. Anybody from anywhere in the world can join it, can be a part of it. They like that full year journey, which is just for that small group. And they also like the fact that it's just for them.
Yep. So it's been an incredible 15 years. I've been going through all sorts of facts and figures over the last couple of days. And so that is just really condense it by saying that.
That made you ornery?
It's been 15 years of joy, insights, growth, a lot of sharing. A few tears, well, a lot of tears, and a lot of discovery with Chambra, Tobias, and Adamus. And who knows where the next years are going to take us. Well, actually, I think we do intuitively know. I'm not sure how we're going to get there. That's the question. But I think we all know where we're going.
Adamus is pretty good about kicking your butt if he thinks you're not where he thinks you ought to. You know, like, you, like, go if you don't like it. And so it's really interesting the way his method is always amazing to me.
What a difference when we transitioned 5 years ago from Tobias to Adamus. And that was, I look back on it and say, that was a interesting time, not knowing what was going to happen next.
Tobias was like, just love yourself, it's okay. Just love yourself, really, it's okay.
Oh, then what is Adamus like?
I'm going to kick your ass if you don't do it right.
Anyway, it was an amazing, amazing transition, and we did it, we, all of us, Chambra, did it pretty seamlessly, pretty gracefully. Some dropped out along the way, don't like Adamus' style, which I can appreciate to an extent.
He doesn't say, I'm going to kick your ass. He says, you need to do it or go.
So it's a different style, but I think for those of us here that we know that we've gone from the awakening into the enlightenment. We've gone from just thinking about or maybe having a little desire to do some type of better human life. And enlightenment is totally different. It's very, very different. And I think the key to what we're doing now is learning to be embodied masters. It's not easy. I mean, it is, but it's not. It's not what we expected. But the great thing is that we're doing it together with people all around the world, and we somehow managed to keep a smile on our face and a party in our hearts. So thank you all for being part of this amazing journey.
Jeffrey, thank you for being willing to channel it.
And for you to go along with it. Okay, let's move along. We just did the last channel in the Discovery series, and we're going to play a video. I haven't seen this yet, so I'd be kind of curious, because it was a little wild last month. As Linda was going around the room with a microphone, we almost had a drowning right here on the stage.
Was that just a month ago?
Yes. And it was quite a thing. But remember, the key was in this, Dhamma started out by saying, what is it you discovered in the Discovery series? And then you guys should know, they're all trick questions. And then the trick question, what didn't you discover? So that's where he took off, and we're going to play that video. Here we
go. Sandra, get that bucket ready.
This was a discovery series, and a lot of you discovered different things. A lot of it's still mental, it's still floating around up here. I am, I exist, but you haven't felt it. You haven't really experienced it to the point that it'd be like making love to yourself. It'd be like a mass physical, spiritual, and mental orgasm. And if you didn't discover that this year, well, you got about 36 minutes left to do it. Part of the issue, challenge perhaps, is mediocrity, complacency, thinking about enlightenment rather than being in the passion of it. There is a word that I'm going to be putting in the Shambhara dictionary, a word that may sound a little familiar. The word is keiko, also spelled or pronounced keho. Keiko is passion. Keiko is deep and meaningful. Keiko is almost explosive. And what so many of you didn't discover this year, in spite of all the wonderful things you might, is keiko. Keiko is that passion that is within you, but you've cemented it over. You've sealed it up. You've put steel doors on it. You've hidden it. You've suppressed it. You put it down, and then you thought too much so that it seemed to vanish. Keiko is that deep underlying that passion that goes so very deep that you are afraid to let out. Keiko, deep inner truth. It's a lion that's roaring, but you've learned how to suppress it. You learned how to put it down, turn it into a kitty cat at best. And then say that you're spiritual, say that you want enlightenment, when all the time, because you've suppressed keiko, you end up focusing on things like abundance and partners and your damn health and everything else. You have hidden this keiko, this deep feeling, because if you hadn't, wouldn't be sitting here. You'd be out dancing in the parking lot while the rest of everybody sat in here. You would have so much fire and passion and enthusiasm that you couldn't contain it, hardly contain it in that body. The keiko would drive those demons out of your mind, those aspects away from you, that deep passion. But instead, you've settled for complacency. Mediocrity in enlightenment will take a few steps each month along the way. We'll learn a little bit more. We'll discover a little bit more. And I say, hell no. It's about that, letting that passion out, letting it come forth. There shouldn't be anything in your life that's more important than your freedom and your enlightenment. Not your job, not your family, not your children, not your health, not your status, not any awards on your chest. Nothing is more important, to the point where I say it's like, I used to literally take students at some of the mystery schools, grab them by their hair, which I won't do right here, grab them by their hair, and yank them down, putting their head underwater until they were about to have the last breath in this lifetime. Then I'd pull their head up from the water. You used to be able to do this before lawyers. I'd pull their head up from, from the water, and I say, what was that like to want that breath so desperately, to go beyond the mind trying to figure out what was going on and what lesson I was trying to teach? What was it like, that desperation, that determination for a breath? That's the only thing that mattered. And they would say, yes, that's all that mattered. I could think of nothing else, only to breathe so that I may live. And I said, now, you're beginning, at the very beginning of understanding Keiko. That passion, that roaring passion that's so deep within each and every one of you, but you've somehow managed to hide it. I have to give you credit for hiding it so well. Something that is that encompassing, that is that big, and that roaring. I give you credit for somehow managing to suppress it. But you know what? It's still there. It's still there. And that's what you should have discovered this year. That roaring, screaming passion for your own freedom, because God only knows how long it's been since you've had freedom. How long it's been since you were happy with yourself, content with yourself. How long it's been since everything just happened in your life with synchronicity, with ease and with grace, but yet you go along month after month, year after year, and lifetime after lifetime in a form of spiritual complacency. I often wonder if that complacency, that mediocrity with yourself, is worse than no consciousness whatsoever. I wonder sometimes if it's better not to stay asleep consciously until you're actually truly ready to wake up. Because what steps could be more miserable than little ones into enlightenment? Those little steps are the ones that hurt, that are painful, that cause all these emotions and feelings and confusion, that mediocrity, that putting up for something less than full freedom and enlightenment is what's making the path and the journey so difficult. None of you have to tolerate that. There's nobody controlling you. And if you think there is, take a look at your perspective. There's no one stopping you from enlightenment. There's no one holding you back, not even mass consciousness. Not at all. It's complacency. It's willingness to just plod along. My dear friends, it hurts. It's painful. It's painful for me to watch. It's painful for me to have to come up with new antics every month to try to distract you, to try to get something going. Keiko is a passion that will have nothing else other than its own fulfillment. I ask you to take a good deep breath and feel into that. Let it come forth.
Well,
that was intense.
Where's the bucket?
I don't know. All I remember about last month was the, you know, going in the audience and having fun and talking. I don't remember that part.
Well, I remembered it, but I've also forgot it.
It's almost a classic. That's one we should come back and listen to about 15 years from now. It was kind of felt like a little bit of an ass whooping there.
Whooping is right.
But did you like it?
Yeah.
Really? You want to hear it again?
No.
Okay.
Go online.
Let's go on to recent events. We left for Moscow right after the last event, and we never made it. We got as far as Germany. I got terribly ill. First time in all the years of traveling that we've ever had to cancel an event. We made it back home safely, thank you. I'm feeling fine. But we did not make it. The most beautiful part about it was the reaction from Russian Chambra. Not
Amazing.
That they were happy, but they were so gracious, so wonderful. Linda, do you want to tell a little bit of the story?
Well, it was incredible. We had really, Larissa Artmanova does a lot of work on her own and works a lot with Elena. And what happened is when we realized Jeff couldn't go on, we called him from Germany and said, we're so sorry, this isn't going to work out. And I was stunned because I was a little overwhelmed with trying to make sure Jeff was okay. And they immediately said, don't worry about anything, which was the biggest gift anybody could give you. And so they immediately said, don't worry. They immediately, you know, sent out notices to everyone saying, if you're coming to Moscow, realize this event isn't going to be possible because Jeff, you know, and Linda won't be able to be here. It was just stunning. They took care of anything. So anybody that wanted to could change their arrangements. Then the day that we were supposed to start, they actually, for all the people that were already in Moscow, they actually had a gathering of them, and they said, let's propose our day of consciousness with us. And so they had their own focus on their individual consciousness to show us that they knew they could do it. And it was stunning what they did.
And it was such a relief for Linda and I, being so worried about having to cancel. It was truly a blessing. They were so gracious about it. And we want to have very special thanks to Larissa, Elena, all of the Russian Chamber, and those who weren't from Russia who were coming in for it. So it was quite an ordeal. When David said July was an interesting month, it's like, yeah. They were actually so gracious that they sent a whole bunch of gifts back over for us. I got a bottle of vodka back in the green room. So I might not make it out here for the channel.
Thoughtful, huh?
But
that's sweet.
I mean, they were just so gracious, and it made Linda and I feel really good.
Really touched.
We're going to actually record a Day of Consciousness, or actually do it live from here later this month for Russian Chambra. And I guess that's one of the many gifts of this studio, is that we can do things like that. You know, we can record something or have live online. So it was really, truly amazing. And once again, Linda and I want to give a very special thanks to all Chambra in Russia.
Thank you all.
Okay, so moving on, upcoming events. We got a bunch of them. Ooh, we got to hurry along
here.
Yes,
we do.
Wow, we got a bunch of things planned. There is a ProNost update coming.
I'm ready for that. Is anybody ready for a ProNost update?
I mean, we have a new term now. We call it, well, this is a ProNost year, meaning, oh boy. I mean, all the things Adamus talked about up front, everything from civil war, which the wars that are going on right now are civil wars, the problem with the, he talked about virus, he didn't say Ebola, but virus, financial issues, which, you know, haven't hit yet, but you can hear that clock ticking away, and so many other issues. So it's a ProNost year. Well, we're going to do an update on Friday, this next Friday, at 11 o'clock here from the studio. You're welcome to attend online. We already have a lot of people signed up for it, or in person. We got plenty of space if you want to come in person, and you'll have access to the video files for 90 days through our cloud class. That's a beauty, too, the cloud class. How don't we develop that before we had the studio? And just all kind of ties in together.
Amazing the way it works together.
And then the day after that is the very much awaited and absolutely free Abundance Clinic. We're calling it a clinic. Yeah.
Yes.
We just actually put this on the website. I think it was Wednesday afternoon. We already have about 2,500 people signed up for it, and it just, they keep coming in. So this could easily, I don't know, this could easily be a lot of people. It's free of charge whether you attend. We're already sold out for live, so all the spaces are taken here. But if you want to listen online, it's free of charge. You get the access to the files for 90 days through the cloud class.
Also in the cloud.
So I'm looking forward to that one.
Are you?
I am.
It better be good.
And it better be real. And I think it was kind of smart on Adamus's part. Do an abundance workshop. Do it for free rather than charge for it. So I'm a little concerned about doing it live. I kind of wish we were just filming it with no audience, no cameras, because I'm afraid of what Adamus is going to say. No, I really am. I'm really afraid. Well, abundance is an issue, and I have to be quite frankly, people feed off the abundance issue. Other people feed on others' abundance issues. And I think Adamus wants to put this to rest once and for all.
Whoops.
Move beyond, get over with it, and he's going to piss off a lot of people and doing
he's going to what?
Piss off a lot of people.
Adamus?
Well, yeah, can you believe it? Can you believe it? So those are two events coming up next week. We also have the Midsummer New Energy Conference, which is actually going to be in the autumn. But it's coming up in Salzburg. And we are going to focus on light body integration. We've got a great lineup of speakers, everyone from Gordon Smith, Dr. Doug Davis, Gunther Sherman, Wolfgang von Rohr, our own Gene Tinder, and
Mr. Flaherty.
Jonathan Flaherty, who we just had on our show recently on the Awakening Zone, brilliant guy. So we're going to be really focused on integrating the light body. This is going to be a big part of the work we're all going to be doing in this next year or so. Adamus's theory is that in order to be an embodied master, you got to have a body that works. So it's going to be about letting go of the ancestral body and bringing in the light body. And it begs the question, what is a light body? We're going to get into some of the physics of it, actually. How do you integrate it, and what the hell do you do with it once you have it? So we are going to be doing this live from Salzburg, but it's also going to be online. We're going to be webcasting it. Took a little bit of maneuvering to be able to do a good webcast. A
little bit of maneuvering.
A
it's
lot
been
of
complicated,
maneuvering.
But it's good.
But we finally finalized it. You can register in the Crimson Circle store. And again, if you can't watch live, you'll have access to the files for 90 days. So should be a good one.
You have to be one of those people that wants to get up in the middle of the night. And I know there's a few of you if you want to listen to it live. Otherwise, you're just going to, you can listen to it whenever you want.
Well,
that's
and,
the beauty
and also,
of the club.
You know, we're going to be talking about the theory of the light body, but we're asking all the presenters to make sure to get into the practical part of it and really get into the physics, the DNA, how it affects the transition with going out of your ancestral biology into your light body. Not easy at all, but we're going to be diving deep into that. We've been having a lot of good discussions amongst ourselves, and it's an amazing topic.
It's amazing.
Yep. So then right after that, we're doing quantum allowing in Salzburg. That's sold out, so we're just going to pass right by this slide after all the blinkies get done.
Unless you want to be on the wait list, you can always be on the wait list.
Yes.
Contact Lindsay.
Yep. Okay, moving along. After that is the Threshold. And that event is taking place in Tammy's backyard. As a matter of fact, Tammy's the coordinator for it.
Well, Tammy's the one that made us aware of this beautiful, incredible resort that we needed to use. I think she just wanted to do it to torture Adamus.
Because it's the it's what is called Sparkling Hills Resort, but it's a Swarovski. Crystal. So we're going to see, you know, the whole place is just filled with crystals. I have
millions of dollars
here.
In crystals.
like, is it going to be like what kryptonite is to Superman?
We're wondering.
You know, is Adamus get in there and, oh! So I think they're trying to torture Adamus.
They describe it as scintillating.
Scintillating.
Scintillating. Ooh.
It's limited to 24 participants. It's extremely intense. It kicks your butt during and after. We did this in Cancun, but
once you're standing in their doorway, there's no going back.
Yeah, it's an amazing event, so it's not for the faint of heart.
Scintillating.
But in the meantime, between getting the butt kicked, you can go out around Lake Okanagan.
Okanagan.
Beautiful with all of its vineyards and some shots of the resort itself.
And it's wine season, so yes. You're there at the heart of when they want you to celebrate the wine season. Wow, wine in a lake. I think I can handle that.
So this is really
a scintillating setting.
Yes, a beautiful setting. And so I'm looking forward to that. It's in British Columbia, Canada, in the Vernon, Kelowna area. Not too tough to get to by airplane. Yeah, and
limited to 24.
October 10th through the 15th. Okay, moving right along. What do we have coming up? Oh,
Timeless.
I know what. Yeah, and this is one of this is my favorite trip of all. We're going back to Egypt in November. I would say it's getting close to half sold out right now. We have the Mövenpick Royal Lily Now Cruiser all to ourselves. If you've been on the tour before, that's the favorite part. Channels with Adamus, Kathumi, and Merlin. That'll be interesting. I've never channeled Merlin. And we're going to all sorts of beautiful ports with, that's with the temples. So each day we just float along, get off, go to a temple, get on the boat, float some more. It's an amazing experience.
Well, the interesting thing is that all of the real civilization of Egypt, almost all of it's right along the Nile. And so this idea that every time we tried to stay on land, everybody started whining. So we decided we were going to listen to you, and so we created
it. Why not?
It. Oh, my God, listen.
What a concept.
So we created a tour where we're on the boat the whole time with Chambra, and trust me, it is some of the best food you'll ever imagine. It's all buffet, and it's just really comfortable and sweet, and it's a river cruiser.
It's a 5 kilo cruise, I call it, because you're going to gain about 5 kilos in the process. If anybody's wondering, because a few people have asked, is Egypt safe? We wouldn't be going there if it wasn't, and it's safer than most countries are right now. It's very, very wonderfully controlled and monitored.
Well, and the boat in particular makes it very easy. We're not spending any real time in Cairo. If somebody wants to explore Cairo, you can do that on your own. But we're not going to spend any time in Cairo. It's much softer and easier to just be on the Nile and starting in Luxor. So we really did try to fashion this to what people's feedback. And not to forget, the Egyptians are right now are in the middle of trying to broker the deal between Israel and the Palestinians. So they have stepped up in a whole new way and are
There's
stronger than ever.
There's a shift in things in the Middle East right now. Of course, unfortunately, the conflict between Israel and the Palestinians. But in the meantime, it's creating an alliance with Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Jordan, a few other countries. So you're seeing some amazing dynamics. And by the way, we've been to Egypt twice in the middle of the revolutions. And for the most part, always felt mostly safe, but it was a little uncomfortable at times.
But
now things are so quiet and the economy is coming back. We were able to get this wonderful deal, the whole boat to ourselves. A year from now, we won't be able to do that nearly
as
easy.
Yeah, that was the coolest part. I got goosebumps. Yeah. Because they really want the business, and they really love Americans and Europeans in particular, because they tip. No, it's true. Yeah. They tell us that. But anyways, the really exciting part is the whole damn thing. I mean, it's just going to be so cool. And we really love it. And we know the people. We know the Egyptians, the people we work with, and they're really kind, big-hearted.
And we know their families.
Yeah, really. I'm so excited I can hardly talk.
Okay, got to move along. My Virgo is catching up with me. It's like, okay. In the Awakening Zone news, I want to point out that in the Awakening Zone Academy, we now have a new program from our own Susan Haid. It's dealing with parenting. It's called I Am Child. I forgot how many segments, Gene. I think there's three segments, and it's particularly about dealing with the new energy kids. You know, they're a very, very different bunch. Our parents had it lucky to have us, our generation. But the new energy kids, it's a whole different thing. And Susan really has a very good handle on things you can do to parent the new kids.
And let me say more. She does. This isn't just her idea. She lives it. She's raised and in a process still raising kids. So this is truly from a perspective that is very real and personal and very professional. So she has all all the things you'd want, the perspective, the knowledge, and the experience.
Yep. And Susan is author of several books about parenting and also has a show on the Awakening Zone.
Correct.
So check it out there. And I changed the music for you. Linda, I thought the other music score was a little sleepy, so I changed it up. I mean, it's not too wild.
It sounded like NPR.
Okay. In Chambre News, of course, the new Mirabs are out. I think a lot of you may have already listened to them, but they're really, truly amazing. These are consciousness transformations. We have six of them. One is about abundance. And by the way, if you're going to watch or attend the abundance workshop, this is a great supplement to it. So there's the abundance, there's dream flight to help you go to sleep at night. Gina's a real fan of that one. Don't listen to the day anymore, though, just at night. Sensual well-being, just passing through from Kathumi. What is love?
It's my favorite.
Kathumi, I love that one. And Energizer, if you need energy. So that's available in the Chambre shop as a digital download.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
You like that? Yeah, do that one again. That was
believe how many hours that,
more
you know. Jeez, I mean, every little, okay. I got to go through that. Sorry, I clicked it too many times. And here we are, short of time, and I'm just, can't get my slides right. Okay, watch now. Okay.
Wow.
Hurts my eyes. Okay, about a week ago, we recorded a new dream walk. The dream walks are very, very popular. They're experiences. You know, Mirab, you just kind of sit there and let it happen. A dream walk, you go on an experience with the Dhammas. The new one is about going beyond the noise. You know, I was talking to somebody earlier today, and there's so much energetic noise, and we're picking it up. The conflicts
Absolutely.
Around the world. We're picking up on the changes Gaia is going through. Other people sitting right next to you, you're picking up on their junk right now.
Well, no, I mean, like the day that Malaysia Air thing, before I even heard what was going on, I was very anxious and really uncomfortable, and I just had a headache I couldn't get rid of. And, you know, I really took that personal, and I really believe that was feeling that energy.
Well, and particularly if you've been feeling any sort of kind of a phantom anxiety,
right.
Or have to rush to the bathroom before I'm done talking.
Worried for no reason.
Worried for no reason, like you won't get a space at the toilet at the break. This is really, really good because Adamus helps you to understand really what's yours and what's not. And it's I loved this dream walk because it even in the dream walk, even channeling it, I got that clarity. It's like, damn, that's right. This is mine. And it wasn't just an intellectual or a mental thought. It was a feeling. And it's like, ah, this is mine. So it's really a stunning dream walk. And it's done in video. Now, I know a lot of you are going to close your eyes during it. But if you happen to want to open them, at least there's somebody
talking
to you.
It's a perfect tool for a pronosed year.
It is. It's available in the Crimson Circle Cloud class. You have 90 days access to the video files. Ooh, and what's coming up? Oh, gosh. You know, the short version is we got a beautiful, beautiful email from a Chambre in Israel, very young Chambre, and talking about what's going on. Can you imagine living in a place right now where there's mortar fire, rocket fire coming from really about the distance from here to maybe Monument down near where Michelle is, Castle Rock. And you don't know in the next moment, the air raid sirens go off and you all have to run for shelter. That's what they're going through in Israel. And in Palestine, of course, you know, with all the violence, all the destruction, everything happening, what a miserable,
It was a 24-year-old Samba where I asked him, you know, just hadn't heard from him in a little while, and just said, "How? You know, they're not complaining." I just said, "How are you doing?" And he offered such a compassionate, real picture of it. And they were saying that because of what's going on, they're constantly on alert to have to go to shelters. So at any given moment, these alarms go off, and they have to evacuate to the shelters. He said he can't even go to bed without wearing his pants because you never know when you're going to have to get up because it can happen at any moment, and it happens frequently. What touched me so much, too, was this person, the Chambre, Ben, had so much compassion for also the Hamas.
Yeah.
Not the Hamas, but the Palestinians. And that here they are going, he can't, you know, even going through the same thing and even worse. And how do you make this work better? And it was said in such a balanced way, a truly clear, honest observation that we realized maybe Adamus's insight could have value.
So we agreed to do a private channel for the Israeli Chambra last Sunday morning, and it was truly designed as private. Unfortunately, some people...
There is no such thing.
Yeah, kind of put it out over the internet to listen in. But we actually decided afterwards that it was such a beautiful message, and it wasn't just about Palestine and Israel, but truly a message about your past and about power and about letting go and about asking... very directly, not just to the Israelis, but to any listener, why do you stay in a situation that it makes you miserable? Why are you staying? And it was a very powerful message. We decided at that point to release it as a product. So it's a digital download with an optional PDF, and it's really quite powerful.
Really quite amazing, strong.
But that's available now in the Chambra shop.
Well, an incredible snapshot of what's going on. And, you know, I always get frustrated because I try not to listen to the news other than to know what people are hearing, because the quality of the news is just not, it's not there. You don't know what's true, what's real, or how skewed the perspective is. And this was really nice because it really gave a very, very amazing perspective.
We'll be taking a break in just a minute, but a couple of quick things. New CD from Amir Yacoby, who you're familiar with from the music group Yoham. He actually was so touched by Journey of the Angels, the Tobias class, that he spent 6 months composing kind of a musical opera.
It's beautiful.
It's really, I was stunned because I think of Amir as, you know, the drummer guy, you know, the guy that cannot pass anything by without tapping on it. Yeah. This thing was stunning. I'm going to play you a sample in just a moment, but it is a very deep and moving musical, I call it an opera, but a musical experience.
It's a musical expression of the Journey of the Angels.
He takes a little bit of Tobias, the original recordings, and then does music and turned it into a beautiful CD. And he's so humble about it, but I think it's truly a brilliant composition.
It's amazing.
It's available in the Crimson Circle store, and we're going to play a cut right now. If you guys are ready back there, okay. And through this miraculous process of loving each other and ultimately loving themselves, they created the children of God. Six tracks. It's absolutely beautiful. I mean,
I heard a rumor.
Uh-huh.
I heard that even Adamus likes it.
So it's really truly amazing. You can sample all the cuts on the website if you're curious. But I suggest putting on the headset so you really get the experience. But really beautiful. So thank you, Amir, for putting that together. Yeah. Okay. I'm always proud of the Chambra magazine that comes out every month. Award-winning. I think it's up for some new awards. We'll find out next month. Anyway, some great articles this month. A lot of good information if you want to know anything about workshops, products, or just read really good articles. Gene Tinder's Chambra Heartbeat is a favorite. We have an article this month from Jim Self and Susan Haid and John McCurdy's In the Zone. Just really, really good. It's you can get it online. Just go to the homepage, Crimson Circle.
Nellmeyer wrote a really good article about workshops.
God, I didn't read it beforehand, and I was proofing the final draft of the magazine, and I look at this article, no more workshops. What? Jeez. But actually brings out some really good points.
Real clarity about
in it. So,
why you do what you
and,
do.
And great editing from Gene Tinder and amazing design from Mark Ritter. So, okay. Anyway, just before we take a break, I always thought it was interesting, you know, Damas had this whole journey in the crystal. I'm sure you've heard the story. But I found this on the internet recently, Adamus in a box.
What's that funny? There's a funny thing there I don't understand.
And there's I'll zoom in on it a little bit. You know, he's actually in a crystal, and Adamus Saint Germain trapped in a crystal. Did I ever tell you the story? Yeah. So somebody had fun with Photoshop, I'm sure. So I wonder if he really looks like that, by the way.
Only when he's pissed.
Yeah. Anyway, a real quick mention of the advanced studies classes. As I mentioned, we have over 900 teacher certificates, everything from Journey of the Angels, SES, which is such a standard, many, many others. So if you're interested, please check it out on the website. The teachers are listed.
It is amazing. The teachers do an incredible job of creating a safe space to really make it possible for you to have a very personal experience with this material. And they do it with great passion, and they do it in just... And their classes are also surveyed, and invariably the same percentage. 3 out of 4 people say it is life-changing, and the rest say it's very good, almost without exception. So they hold a standard that is equal to what Tobias and Adamus have done.
Before we go on break, take a quick look up in the ceiling. You see the guys have been busy putting soundboards, sound panels
they
up on the ceiling.
Too.
So to really, we're not quite done. They got to get the section back over there and a little there, but actually just yet another improvement.
Yes.
It really makes the sound in here much better. And can you imagine, Joe and Larry did this, can you imagine getting up on the scaffold and working your way around all it? So
I can imagine it. I would throw up.
Very special things. Joe, Larry, you the guys. Thank you. Thank you.
Wow.
Okay. We're going to head to a break. We're going to see you in 25 and a quarter minutes. So enjoy.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you.